Hello, and a very good evening to you. This is Petri here with you, live from the Talk Radio studios. It is Wednesday, the 8th of March. And we're talking gadgets now. Delighted to say that Fevzi Turkup joins me now, editor of thegadgetdetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Fevzi, it's been a while.
I know. How the devil are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Okay, I saw
nice
your name
you
pop up and I was like, blimey.
I know, and how many Turkalps can there be, right?
How many Fevzi Turkalps that are into gadgets can there be? Probably not that many.
I might be the only one. Yes,
I think you might be. Oh, it is lovely to talk to you again. Talk me through the Rodecaster Pro 2.
Okay, so I've picked gadgets that I think are kind of special for different people. This one you might be interested in. It looks like an audio mixer, and but it's useful for anyone who wants to do a podcast from home, wants to do live streaming onto the internet, wants to produce music, make videos and handle the audio side of videos. And I can tell you, I've started using this and I've managed to replace about £10,000 of audio equipment with this one box. Now, this box is not cheap. It's about £600, there or thereabouts, right? So we're talking about some investment. But it's got all the effects that I used to have as outboard, you know, compressors, de-essers, all these sorts of things that make our voice sound, you know, halfway decent.
Yeah.
Of course, your sound's decent without any sort of treatment at all.
But
mine does not. So
you're sounding very good. Are you going through this box now, are you?
Yeah, we're doing it now. So I've actually connected. It's the first time we've done it via Zoom, so it was a bit of a journey. But we got there 5 minutes before we went live to air, so that's all good. So if I can just describe it, you can see pictures of it, I think, probably on the email. But there are 6 faders and 4 inputs. So you can plug in, let's say you're doing a podcast with your guest with you. You can plug in up to 4 microphones at once and control all the levels.
I love a fader.
You've got long throw faders. Okay. So, we got it up there. That's really nice. So you can actually see on the back, you've got those 4 inputs, which are not just microphone inputs, but let's say you're a musician. You can plug, let's say, a synthesizer into there.
Wow.
You've got 4 headphone outputs that you can see on the back. You see a little headphone symbol with numbers 1 to 4. So again, if you've got 4 people in your little makeshift studio, you can do it. You've got monitor speakers, and it's a proper broadcast mixer. So you can set it that when you put the microphone faders up, the monitors go off. So you don't have that sort of wraparound.
Wow.
Now, if you on the left-hand side of that little picture on the back, you will see that there are 3 USB-C connectors. One is to power it, which means that you can go into a park and use this because you can power it off a USB bank, you know, the sort of things you use to charge your phone. But the other 2 mean that you have digital audio channels from a PC. So here I'm connected to a Mac, which is running Zoom, but I could be running Logic for, you know, making music. I can do anything. So I've got all this digital audio multi-track going back and forth. But I've also got these panels. You see on the right-hand side, there are these 8 panels, and they've got different sound effects in them. So if I do, let's have a look now. If it's all going rather well. Yeah.
I like that one.
If it's not going so well. Yes, thank you. And that's one of my jokes, right? So you can do that. But I mentioned to you, it's got all these effects built into it, this thing. So whereas before, I literally had all these boxes in a 19-inch rack with, you know, a few hundred pounds each, you know, for doing this. Now, you can combine them. You can set up all the microphone settings. So I've just set it up for this specific microphone. It's got the microphone built into its database. So I just say, this is the make and model of the mic I'm using. And then it sets it all beautifully for me. I don't have to mess about with it. But if I wanted to, I don't want to scare anyone, but
if I wanted to be a bit like this, you might think, well, he's got a cold and he's... And then if I do this and I'm in a cave at the same time...
Or, you know, it's just, you know, I can just do that anytime.
So you get the idea, right?
Or a robot. I definitely want one of these.
I know, but it's got, because, and this has got, they bought a company called Aphex, and Aphex, APHEX, they were famous and are famous for making professional audio effects units. And they bought it and they built it all in. So this box actually runs an operating system called Unix. It is a computer, but it's just dedicated to making audio. And it's got a little micro USB connector, so I can record everything that we're doing. I can record a stereo mix of everything, plus all the extra channels. So if later I found that the levels weren't right, I can remix it.
That is very impressive for £600. I mean, like you said, it's pricey, but that is incredibly impressive that it can do all of that. Yeah.
And also, the microphone that I'm using is one of the quietest microphones that exists. It's called an Electro Voice RE20. It needs a lot of gain. It needs a lot of amplification to work. Usually, traditionally, when I use this microphone, I had to use a special box to lift the signal, something called a cloud lifter. That would cost me a few hundred pounds as well. This has got sufficient amplification, sufficient gain into it, which means that you don't need that. So again, I can sell that and get half my money back by just selling that box.
Wow.
So it's quite incredible. And I'm sorry, but the ability
to talk like this just means everything.
If I ever go into blackmailing people, I think that, you know.
Well, I mean, we've heard it now, so it wouldn't, you know, I'd be able to identify you. But that does sound incredible. And like you said, a lot of people now are doing work either because they want to be in a profession or that they're doing their own content.
Yes.
You know, like you said, podcasting. At the moment, I go to a studio to do a podcast, but it would be really great to have something this smart where you could do it at home if you needed to.
And the really nice thing is, so this is an Australian company called Rode, R-O-D-E. And it's nice to see gadgets out of Australia because you don't typically...
No, you don't.
Forgive me if you're Australian, but you don't typically associate, you know, high-tech gadgetry with Australia, although there are some very good companies. But the fact that they've built all this in together is just quite remarkable. The build quality is good. And the other thing that Rode are really good at is they keep updating the firmware. So that's the software inside it that gives it its features. So I buy it with one set of features, but it continues to develop new features. It has done even in the couple of months that I've had this one.
That's
so
brilliant.
It's quite incredible. So the flexibility of it goes up immensely. It's not just that they're fixing bugs, you know, they do that. But you can just do new things with it. But these eight pads are really clever because by default, they're just sound effects. But then when I press a left or right button, then those eight pads become something else. And I've got lots of eight pads. So I've got 64 pads.
That's very similar to actually a professional studio box, actually. You can, you know, different ways of programming everything in it so that they can do different jobs.
And the screen that you see, the screen that's tilted up, it's about the quality of a smartphone screen, and it's a touch screen. Wow. So you can program it all through there.
And that shows your levels.
Yeah, it shows my levels. It shows all the settings. So I can go in, I can change the gain, I can change the reverb or any of the settings that I want to.
Oh, it does take me back to self-opping in a radio studio in those days. I think I might get one just for the sake of doing that. Very quickly, because we're running out of time, I just want to talk about this RoboVac. I've always decided that I would do my own vacuuming, but this one, does it change while it's been used so it can go from floor to carpet?
Yeah, so it can. So this is from a company called Eufy, E-U-F-Y. It's called the RoboVac X8 Hybrid. And the hybrid bit tells us that it's not only a vacuum cleaner, but it also mops. So it's got a little built-in mop. Can't go up the stairs, a bit like Daleks, you know, it can't get up the stairs. You might have to carry it up there, and it can't clean the stairs because it would just fall off. But it does remarkably well. I mean, these devices have been around, things like this have been around for a long time, but they haven't been as good as they are now, let me say. They're more practical now. Before, you had to kind of bear with them a bit. This one's really, really clever. So it's got the ability to mop. Then it's got the ability to vacuum, so you might vacuum first and then let it mop up after that. It uses a laser beam to map out the shape of the room and any obstacles. You can put tape down, special tape that comes with it on the floor, to ring fence certain areas. So if you've, let's say, got a small child or a pet that doesn't want to be disturbed with this thing bumping
doesn't
into
want to be although,
although YouTube is full of videos of cats and other pets riding these things, right? They sit on them and they kind of like just skirting around the floor and all of this. This is very clever the software in it is based upon the software that is used for detecting mines, in that you have a robot that has to make sure it covers everywhere once, but not twice, and in the most efficient way. And that's not an easy puzzle to solve. And this thing, you know, because you're not talking about rectangular spaces necessarily, this thing does that. It's very good at picking up pet hair. It's, of course, it's got an app, and it's programmable via the app, so you can configure the no-go zones. You can allow it to do real-time mapping or zone cleaning. You can do spot cleaning. And, of course, when the battery is built in, battery starts running down, it goes and finds its charging port and plugs itself in.
Yeah, it's expensive though, isn't it? I mean, I think this is pricey for a vacuum cleaner. It's 500 quid basically.
Yeah. So first of all, the thing about Eufy pricing is that's a list price, but if you look at it on a well-known website named after a South American river, I'm not giving them a free plug. You will find that it's often a lot less than that. The other thing is, this is top of the range. There's about five models underneath this one. I chose it because of the bells and whistles, but actually you can get something for, you know, maybe a couple of hundred, and still not, it wouldn't have the mopping built into it necessarily, but it would have the basic features, and I think that, you know, that's a reasonable way to go as well. Also, the size of the containers inside it for the waste it collects is big enough to be worthwhile, where you're not having to empty it every few minutes as well.
Well, my favourite thing about these is looking at those cat videos with cats on top of them going around the room. I'd get one just for that, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. I feel guilty about sticking my cat on top of there.
What, literally gluing it?
Well, yes, I had to make sure it stayed there for the camera shots.
Oh, Fevzi, it's been a joy talking to you. Let's do it again soon. Let's not leave it quite so long. Fevzi Turk out there, who is editor of thegadgetdetective.com and host of a podcast, Gadget Detective Podcasts.